Hi, everyone. welcome to Yap Time. We're back. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I'm Raven Raspberry.
I'm Trevor Joseph Everts I.
Okay. You want to give them your social security while you're at it?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, that was all publicly available information. and then my email address is... Okay. If you'll notice, we have some new members of the cast today. We've got Sleeping Kirby here in the middle. We've got this little guy, unnamed. And then this little guy, also unnamed, that is a mouse. This is a shark,
whale.
Right? A whale.
He was in the last episode, for sure. Yeah, let's name them. Let us know what you want to call them.
Drop some name suggestions in the comments. Welcome. We are right around the corner from the video convention.
Yes.
VidCon. So we want to do a little episode kind of talking about that. It's 2 weeks away from now, from the release of this podcast. It's like, I think 2 weeks on the day. And yeah,
you say release of this podcast, like we're not filming it literally the night before.
Okay. They didn't need to know that. It's been a busy week. So VidCon. I've only been once last year. That was my first ever time going to VidCon. That was my first ever real con.
You're like a rookie.
Yeah. I went to DreamHack in Atlanta. Which was fun, but it wasn't really like I wasn't doing anything there. I went because my friends were going and they were doing stuff and they were like, hey, you want to come along? And I went. But yeah, no, VidCon was my first like real like big kind of convention. So I am a rookie. And you're not.
I'm not. I've been to this is like so weird to think about actually. I've been to 4 VidCons.
Including last year.
Yeah, this will be my 5th.
Okay.
The one coming up in 2 weeks, which also feels crazy. I remember when VidCon was like an event, like the whole community back then in 2014. It was like, it's happening. And it was just such a big deal. And there was so much like lead up to it.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, whoa, here it is.
Well, I mean, YouTube in 2014, it was like
different place.
It was a much different place. Such a smaller like concentration of creators and stuff. I remember even back like the YouTube Rewind back then, like you could see the progression of like the YouTube Rewind used to be, it was like, oh, you knew every single YouTuber in it, and then it got more and more and it was like there are just so many YouTubers and like international YouTubers and like they're just like people who have millions upon millions of subscribers that you've never even heard of,
which
is awesome. But yeah, it is drastically changed.
Yeah, YouTube blew up back then. Honestly, gosh, this is funny. So back then, one of my favorite YouTubers, Jen X Penn, she had mentioned that her favorite YouTuber at the time was Smosh.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember looking it up and I don't know what they were making way back then. But I obviously, like everyone's like heard of Smosh, especially if you're on YouTube back then. And I just watched a couple videos and at the time it wasn't for me. It was like back when they were doing like their OG stuff, you know, and I would say it's a little bit boy humor. Definitely not me back then. I couldn't appreciate it at the time. So I was like, how is this her favorite YouTuber?
And Smosh now still is not for you.
That's not true. That's not true. I watch all the videos you're in. So.
You watch more Smosh than I do, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly, I don't watch all the videos you're in. I don't know why I just lied.
That's okay.
But I do watch a good amount of them.
You do? You'll put them on when I'm home and I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch this.
Yeah, and then you cringe. But yeah, gosh, VidCon back then versus VidCon now, very, very different.
Yeah. So what was the first year you went was 2014?
I think so.
That's crazy. And you would have been 16 years old?
I think so.
Or 17?
Yeah, I didn't do like a fact check on any of this, but
that's okay.
The first VidCon I went to, I must have been 16 because I didn't have a job yet. And I started doing photography to fundraise for the money. And so I was doing like senior portraits and stuff while I was a junior in high school for $50 a session.
That's awesome.
That was the cheapest I've ever charged for anything, I think. and I fundraised a bunch of money so that I could go to VidCon, and it was so bad. I didn't even fly. I road tripped with 2 people that I knew from the internet.
Oh my goodness.
So one of them, I don't even remember his name, but the other one is like I'm really fond of and is a great friend of mine, Elijah. It wasn't his car either, but the other guy went, I don't know where that guy was from, but he went to Arkansas and picked up Elijah, and they went all the way down.
To Arkansas.
Yeah, and it was like a cross-country trip
and for them. This VidCon was in California?
Yeah.
It's okay.
So they're always in Anaheim.
Okay, I just wanted to double check that. So, and then your friend, it was in Texas. Was this another, this internet friend Elijah wasn't?
No. So I don't know where the first guy was.
Okay.
But he had his own road trip to embark on to get to Arkansas.
Okay.
To pick up my friend Elijah. And then from Little Rock, Arkansas, wow, they road tripped all the way down to El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
Picked me up. And then we drove the 11-ish hours to California. And so at that point, God, I don't even know how much they were driving. But
yeah,
made it.
Little Rock is not close to El Paso.
No. I think that was like, I'm not going to lie, but that was a longer drive than I think from El Paso to LA.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
It was insane. Like the original guy, shout out you, whoever you are. I don't remember. his car so was funny. Super, super dusty and it kind of smelled like cigarettes. But he did that. He did that drive.
And you were 16.
And I was 16. And my mom said, yeah, sure. we're going to learn throughout this podcast that my mom really just kind of let me do whatever I wanted.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So you've made it. You've road tripped. Anything crazy happen on the trip there?
I don't think so. I think that was like my first time driving on the freeway. Other than that.
Your first time driving on the freeway was like, on your road trip to VidCon.
Yeah, with two people in the car.
Wow.
Yeah. I was really, really scared of driving on the freeway. And if you're from El Paso, it's pretty easy to drive on the freeway in El Paso. But I remember being really nervous because they were going to pick me up. And I knew that they had been driving for super long. And I was going to have to, you know, put in some work, do my fair share. And I was like, dang, I'm going to have to get on the freeway.
Did you not have to drive on the freeway like in driver's ed?
Okay, so aside from that.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I mean, driving on the freeway for driver's ed is like you get on and then you get off. Mm. It's very, very easy.
See, not me. I was doing cross six. Really? Six. No, I don't know. It was pretty short. You're right. Get on and then they have you do a lane change or two.
Yes.
And then you get off. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was exactly how mine was. And we did that like two times. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like two separate days. So then I drove to California and that was awesome. Yeah. That VidCon was crazy. VidCon back then was a free-for-all. It was crazy. Like, honestly, the good old days. Because now VidCon is locked down like a high security jail.
Yeah.
In my opinion. The whole entire area, if you've never been to VidCon, the convention center is, let's say, in the middle. And then to the left, you have one hotel. And to the right, you have another hotel. And in between those two hotels is just like a fountain and an open area.
Mm-hmm.
And now what they do is they block off that whole open area and the convention so that no matter what, to get even into that open area, you have to show your badge and then go through like a little, what is it, metal detector thing.
Yeah.
And they're just like, they're checking everything, you know, which is great. I know that there's reasons for that.
Yeah.
But back then, I remember thinking like, I didn't even need to buy a ticket because everyone was just hanging out, like just roaming free, going hotel to hotel. The food trucks were just out there. Like anybody could walk in. You could walk into the convention floor, like the lobby strip. And they wouldn't ID you or like ask for your badge until you were going through like the double doors into the actual.
Into the convention center.
Yes.
Even into the floor. Like you could be in the lobby of the convention center.
Correct.
That's insane.
Yeah. It was a very different vibe back then.
How many people were there? Like compared to last year, would you say like volume of people?
More. Yeah, I think so. Let's pull up the numbers, maybe somebody, if you want to drop them in the chat.
In the chat.
in the comments.
Live stream.
It felt like more. I mean, honestly, last year we weren't really on the floor. We didn't really get to do that because we were like, we took Osito, my dog, to VidCon last year. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But we didn't really get to see like how big it was. But mind you, again, back then, all of the creators were put up in, God, what hotel is it? One of them. The one on the
Hyatt?
Right. No. The one on the right. It's like the Marriott and the Hilton.
Oh.
The one on the right, which is just like a little bit nicer, I think. That's the one where they put all the creators.
Oh.
So you had fans, 15, 16, probably like 12-year-olds, camping in the lobby, running around, chasing people. Like, you would see mobs of people run through these lobbies. Like, it's a massive hotel. Like, there's, like, a food court area and everything. Like, there's a restaurant. And, like, it was just swarmed with teenage girls. And it was awesome.
That's insane. Yeah, because, like, now, I mean, last year, the like, Creator Hotel is the Hyatt that we stayed at. And it's locked down. Like, yeah, nobody.
It's like a block away.
Yeah, it's a block away.
It's locked out. There's security on every door.
Security on every door. I mean, like, they're loading us up in a black SUVs to transport us around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, which is so funny. Yeah. That's insane. Because, yeah, I mean, from what I've heard from people, VidCon definitely, like, over the last couple of years, I think, I mean, since COVID, you know, it's sort of like the amount of people going has gone down. Mm. God, what I would give to go back and see it in 2014, 2015, though. Because, I mean, that was, like, my peak YouTube. I mean, that's when I was, like...
You were watching?
That's when I was probably watching more YouTube than I ever did in my life.
Really?
And I watch a lot of YouTube. Like, I watch a lot mm-hmm. of YouTube. But that was, like... I mean, I was in high school, and I had my laptop, and I was up in my room.
All you need.
And I was not throwing on DirecTV. I wasn't throwing on cable. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just in my room watching YouTube when I wanted to, like, watch something.
That's so funny.
I was
Who were you watching back then?
I mean, God, back then, like, 2014, that was, like, prime time, like, horror game. When, like, horror games were, like, really, like, because I watched a lot of gaming YouTube. Mm. And so, like, that was when... Slenderman was big, Amnesia was big. I was watching PewDiePie and Markiplier and Jacksepticeye. Oh. Like, those were my Slimers. Like,
okay, we were on very different sides of YouTube.
I bet. And then obviously, like, I was watching Smosh back then too, and like Good Mythical Morning. Those were like, but I mean, yeah, what I was watching a lot of was like gaming videos, and it was like that. And then it was got any C Nanners fans in the chat. He's an OG, but they would play, it was like big party games. I don't know, you're Gary's mod. You familiar?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they were doing a lot of Prop Hunt, a lot of Trouble in Terrorist Town, a lot of like games like that. So that's a lot of who I was watching back then.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm so interested to see if people are more on your side of the internet or on mine. So me, I mentioned Gen X Ben, JC Kalen and Kian Lolly, O2L. Really just them, actually, and like Lauren and Andrea Russet, that group I feel like is really isolated. They were like their own little clique.
Yeah,
it was like all of the influencers who moved to LA when they were like 16, 17 back then, that group pretty much. So yeah. I guess I was watching more like lifestyle people, and you were watching gaming people,
and I was watching game people, which makes sense. Yeah I think based on our lifestyles.
yeah that's true.
I would love to go back. That's such like a something that I don't even think like. I mean, I was in Idaho and I wasn't like, you know, my parents like, I don't know. They weren't letting me go road trip down to California with two strange men.
Yeah.
That I met on the internet. Well, not strange. I don't know. I don't want to call them strange. They seem like great guys.
Yeah, Elijah's awesome. He's a great kid. Don't be alarmed, but there is a bug in the room.
Oh no, where's the bug? Is he flying around?
No, he's in the corner over there.
Oh my goodness.
It looks like a little spider. I'll just keep an eye on him. Oh, he's crawling this way.
No, he's okay. I'll get him. He's a friend.
Okay.
Friend of the show. drop a
live audience.
Drop a name in the comments for our spider friend. So what were you doing? Like at Vid, like you get to VidCon in 2014. What are you doing?
Uh-huh. okay, so man, this is like stuff my mom doesn't know. So this is gonna be, sorry, mom.
Like I was doing crazy drugs in the bathroom. I was drinking. I was partying.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like VidCon 2014 was crazy. Jesus, let me think. I'm going to have a hard time telling apart the 2 years that I went, but I could probably recall 2015 better. I was a loser. Let's just like clarify that. I didn't have any subscribers. And so there was like, you had your popular YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had your like mid-tier YouTubers, like people who were cool and good at what they did, but not famous, but definitely acted like they were famous. And so me and my friends, not those people, we were just like, super lame. Like, we were there for the love of the game.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
We just, like, not even, I wasn't even there as, like, a super fan. I just really loved the, I think, the idea of being a YouTuber, and I wanted to do it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I had made friends by doing, like, the little bit of YouTubing that I did do. So we were all just down and we met at VidCon. So this group of friends,
mm-hmm.
Kind of had a little bit of connections with our mid-tier YouTubers, I'll say, you know,
okay.
Like one of our friends knew one of them, you know, and so kind of mingling a little bit with them, but they definitely did not mess with me like that. Like,
yeah.
I was just around kind of because I had friends who knew them.
Mm-hmm.
But those people genuinely the worst. Genuinely yeah. The worst.
Okay.
Just so terrible. I remember like my friends trying to hang out with them, and it's just the ickiest, most high school gross like feeling ever to even think about it. But just imagine like a group, we're a huge group of friends hanging out, and like a couple of them are like, hey, okay, like we're them two and like their friends, we're gonna go upstairs like to the hotel, our hotel room or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then like my group of friends not really knowing what to do and kind of awkwardly tagging along and like going to the elevator, but like not sure if we're allowed to, like just really weird behavior.
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe that was weird on my end, but I was just like trying to follow my friends. You don't want to be left alone at a convention with a bunch of like teenagers who are like way cooler than you. And so it's just a lot of little things like that. I remember, oh my God, I remember going into this person's hotel room, me and my, like, a couple of people, I don't know, just, like, random people, honestly. Whenever I say my group of friends, it's, like, a scattered mix of people.
Yeah.
But all of us being like, oh, yeah, we're meeting in this hotel room. And we literally, hotel room, two people on the bed, filming a YouTube video, mm-hmm. a collab. Two people filming a collab. And then just, like, imagine, like, 10 people sitting on the floor watching them. Disgusting. Just,
10 people on the floor sitting, two people. Sitting and watching two people film a YouTube video
uh-huh.
in a hotel room.
Yes. Like a really bad collab. It's probably like best friend challenge or something.
That sounds incredible. I wish I was there.
It was so bad. It was so bad. Like talk about just moments like time I wish I could get back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know how to go about this. I'll just tell you like all of the terrible memories that are popping into my head. Going into a hotel room with a couple of cool guys, like not just me alone, but
yeah,
going to the cool guys hotel room
mm-hmm.
and watching this kid who literally looks like he's 13, just chug Malibu rum.
Ew. Oh,
just
my
throwing
God.
Back Malibu rum in the middle of the day, mind you. And
actually,
just acting like it's fine.
That's what I was planning to do in a couple weeks.
That's
so. What,
honestly, back then it probably looked kind of like you.
Like me? Are you
yeah.
saying I look 13?
Back in 2014.
Are you saying that I currently look like I'm 13 though?
No, I'm saying you in 2014 before your growth spurt.
I see.
And then
student
way back then, that image,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what this kid looked like.
Yeah.
Just chugging Malibu.
In 2014, I definitely was like 5'8 and had braces. So
yeah. That's about it. I have one other terrible story that I want to say before we can move on to like the niceties and talk about, I don't know, this year and last year and stuff. The spider's getting closer to you, by the way.
That's okay. Friend of the show.
I remember being with this cool group of mid-tier YouTubers, and they were like cool enough to have fans.
Okay.
And somebody
like
coming,
me?
Yes. Somebody coming up to them and being like, oh my God, like, I love you so much. It's such an honor to meet you, whatever, like the classic fangirl moment. And they're being given gifts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she had like this little box, like origami contraption with a bracelet in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave it to somebody. And I thought it was really sweet, very cool. I was like, wow, people getting recognized. Like I'd never seen that before. Like
yeah.
it was just very, very, very interesting. And this is when we went up and I saw that guy at Chug Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
It was in their hotel room. And they opened up the thing, and it was this girl had given a bracelet that belonged to her brother who had passed away to this YouTuber.
Oh my God.
So really serious stuff. Like, honestly, that was kind of like some diehard fangirling that I had never seen.
Yeah.
To be like, here's my deceased brother's bracelet. I would like you to have it.
Oh my God.
And here's the kicker. They were just making fun of her. we were in this hotel room with little squeaker kid chugging Malibu and like these two, I don't know, just like terrible guy YouTubers who, I don't know, just made like aesthetic vlogs back then.
Ugh.
And they were just mocking her for doing that.
Dude, that's so gross.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, yeah.
I just want to throw up.
And I think that's, VidCon was something magical and a place to go and like to meet people to aspire to be. And that story I remember so vividly from, gosh, like over 10 years ago or 10 years ago, just because it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And it really like showed me just like kind of the truth of how these honestly teenagers were acting. But yeah. I don't know how much responsibility you can hold them to. But yeah, that's a story that sticks with me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Ugh. No, and I mean, for like 2014, 2015 YouTube, like that makes sense. I feel like just guys in that era, like, I just feel like a lot of people were like coming from Vine too. Like, people were getting
this Vine. This is pre-Vine.
Pre-Vine? Vine was...
Wait, is it pre-Vine?
No, this is post-Vine. This is probably like...
Okay, I'm remembering. The first VidCon I went to, Vine was not there. The second VidCon I went to, Vine was there.
Okay. I think Vine literally was like, like probably like 2013.
Yeah.
So I remember being on Vine in middle school.
Uh-huh.
I remember like, I think like eighth grade for me. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I remember Vine in sort of middle school, like freshman year, which would have been like, yeah, like 2013.
Yeah, I think you're right.
God, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
BV. VidCon BV before Vine.
Yeah. And it was like a big deal that Vine was there the second year that I went. It was like cool. They had like, I remember you'd walk in and it was like a little tower just like that said Vine.
Yeah.
Checking out Spider-Man.
In. Just checking in on Horace.
Horace.
Horace. How you doing up there, buddy? God, that's so funny. That's one thing is I'm a little bit sad that I've never got to experience VidCon as a fan. As a normie, no, I'm kidding. Just as someone who's going there, yeah, for the love of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't. I mean, even I guess we can talk about last year.
Mm-hmm.
We went, and I went with Smosh and Mythical Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I didn't get to like really experience like going out on the floor, like doing and seeing all the things. I mean, it did a little bit when we did our little video of me undercover in disguise when it was like very, like very thinly veiled disguise.
Everyone was just clocking you.
And everyone was clocking me and they're like, oh, okay. You're not, hey, say hi to Trevor for me. Everyone was very good sports about it. Everyone was they played along well and I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everyone that I talked to was very fun.
Very sweet.
But yeah, I didn't do I wasn't very undercover. But yeah, so I didn't really get to see the floor that much. It was also the last day, and it was kind of like towards the end. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, we had a seat though there because we didn't like, we were like, we don't really want to find a dog sitter. I don't know. Was our guy not available that we usually, our normal dog sitter?
No. So my friend Michelle actually was able to take her of a seat though. But then it worked out where you found out through your connection, because you were like a guest or whatever, that we can have him at the hotel. So we ended up taking him.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like was like, actually, yeah, I remember I called the VidCon people because I was like, surely people, like content creators, have dogs, you know, like there are dogs that are YouTubers.
Uh-huh.
Like they got to allow them there. And so I called, I was like, hey, you can bring our dog. And they're like, yeah, there's like a pet fee or something that I don't even know if I ever actually got charged for. So yeah, we brought Osito and we, I mean, we pretty much took him everywhere.
Yeah.
Except funny. The funniest story probably from VidCon last year was the night that we wanted to go to the TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Oh, crap. Oh, no. Oh, no. Horace.
Okay, we're going to take off. We're going to take a quick intermission.
Quick intermission. Oh, my God. Horace. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no. You can't see him on the he's dangling directly in front of me.
What's like some good hotel music?
Hotel music?
Like elevator music.
Elevator music? I don't know why the Price is Right theme just popped into my head. It's always like class. It's always like bad class of music. That's good. And we're back. This is about Horace has made it safely onto the patio. I found Raven a paper towel that Raven had used, I think, to wipe makeup or something.
Oh, cool.
and he's safe. That was terrifying, though. I'm so glad you saw.
I can't believe he just descended on you. That's crazy.
He walked all the way from the corner of the room over to directly above me to then come down. I mean, yeah. He wanted to be on the show.
Oh my God.
He wanted to be on the
show.
He
just wanted to meet you.
He's a fan. Oh, Horace. Hey, buddy. Have fun. It was nice to meet you. Sorry we didn't get a photo.
All right. So we're back to the funniest story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank God I didn't get fully into it. So mm-hmm. we have a seat, though, and we want to go to the TikTok party. This was the party at VidCon. Mm-hmm. This was the big one. I don't know. It was whatever, like Friday night. This was like, oh, we're going mm-hmm. like, this is the big party that, that VidCon put on.
Yeah. For context, if you don't know, if you've never been to VidCon, basically everybody's just trying to schmooze the creators. And mm-hmm. so you have people like, I don't know, TikTok, Facebook,
Instagram. We had the Instagram lounge.
Yes, yes. They like put on parties. Not only do they have lounges and usually like lounges for the creators that are invited, but then they'll put on like a special party and it's like invite only or whatever. Mm-hmm. Varying degrees of exclusivity, I would say. Yeah. Even back then in 2014. It was easier to sneak into them in 2014. Mm-hmm. And now you cannot do that.
Yeah.
And we had Osito.
Also, just for clarification, this party blew. But anyway, we're like, because we were talking about it, we're like, do we want to go? We're not party people. Like, we don't love loud music or mm-hmm. like, you know, going out and being in like close proximity with a bunch of people. Yeah. But we were kind of like, this is my first VidCon. Like, we got to go mm-hmm. at least see what it's about. Mm-hmm. But we're like, we have a seat though. What do we do? So who do we run into in the lobby? Good friends, Veronica and Vanessa Merrill, the Merrill mm-hmm. twins. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ronnie and Nessa. And we're kind of just talking to them about the party and they're like, oh yeah, we're not going to go. Like, we're tired. We're going to stay in. I mean, God, they've been on YouTube forever.
Forever.
They've probably been to like every VidCon.
Yeah. They were probably there when I was there.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Doing it all.
No, I remember. I actually remember watching some of their videos when I was younger because really? I saw them on like YouTubers React way back in the day.
Whoa.
Like, they were one of the YouTube pairs and they'd react.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. React mention.
Yeah. React mention. And so they're there and I knew them. I had them on my podcast that I did with Mythical way back when, and then I did a video with them. Mm-hmm. So
chocolate chip cookies.
So we're friends, you know, we've met each other, you know, a few times. And they're just the sweetest human beings too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And their dad also great guy, but they're all,
we
love them. Anyway, they're there in the lobby and we see them and we have Osito.
We have Osito in his backpack. We ordered a backpack to carry Osito in.
I forgot he was
in
the backpack.
And we were going to the TikTok party with Osito on Trevor's back. And we were like, surely it'll be fine. Oh, we took him to everything else so far.
I forgot.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you chimed in. I forgot. Yeah, we were intending to take him to the TikTok party.
And we were on our way down, on our way out. When we ran into them.
And we ran into them and then we were talking about it and they kind of were like, well, we'll watch him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, we'll take him. Like, we're just going up to our mm-hmm. room for the night and mm-hmm. they like love dogs and they're like, we'll take Osito.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, like that's probably better than taking him into the backpack. And knowing what we know, it would have been a disaster to have him there.
Yeah, the party was so loud and there was alcohol and it was sweaty and
packed.
Just actually the worst. There was nothing. Well, they had really good food, like little snacks.
They did have great hors d'oeuvres, finger foods. But yeah, so we took Osito up to their room and we just kind of gave him to them. And we were like, thanks. Like, we'll text you when we're coming back.
Yeah. And honestly, I was thinking about this now, even. I'm shocked that I was so down, but it was Veronica and her partner.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've never met them before. And I was like, I trust you.
Yeah.
I had no reservation in my mind. I was like, yeah, you can have my dog.
Yeah. And then it was so sweet. She asked us this really, and she's like, is it okay if we like put him on like our Instagram? And we were like, yeah, we don't care. And I think they ended up doing like an IG live or something.
Did they?
I think they ended up like having him or maybe it was just like they put up a bunch of Instagram stories of him. But yeah, they were just hanging out with him in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And we went to this awful party.
Yeah.
It was at like the Anaheim, like old train station, Union Station type thing. We go and there's this long ass line to like get in and go through security. And we're just standing there. And it's the annoying thing where like, you know, creators are in line and then it's like a group of 10 people show up and they're like, oh, dude, what's up? Yeah, like, let's we'll come meet you. And then they just like 10 people cut in the line. And it's like, well, OK, whatever.
Yeah.
So we're just standing there and then we get inside and it's loud as hell. And it's
just not our cup of tea.
It was
somebody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
I know, like, there was some people from Smosh there who were dancing their butts off, having the time of their life.
Yeah.
But that's just not you and
just
me.
Just not for us. Yeah, we're just not those people. So we're kind of like walk around. We get some food. I get like a drink. And we actually found this like the one like semi-quiet place was like this outdoor patio. But they still had music blaring out there still. And it was like, and then we went upstairs, kind of in this balcony looking over. Like we were kind of just hunting down food. And then we got to the point where we're like, I think we've had enough food.
We were scavenging, seeing what they had to offer.
Yeah. But then leaving was an even bigger nightmare than the whole party.
Literally, yeah.
It was, who was it? Was it, who was the concert?
Melanie Martinez.
Melanie Martinez, yeah. Melanie Martinez had a concert that same night.
And across the freaking street.
Across the street. So we're leaving this and there are 20,000 16-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
In fishnet leggings and skirts.
It's me. I'm the 16-year-old girl. Honestly, if I had known Melanie was going to be there, we would have been there instead. But yeah, just thousands of people dispersing from this arena trying to get a ride anywhere.
Trying to get a ride anywhere. And it's so awful. And there's all these people walking on the street. And we like tried to call an Uber. And it was like, your Ubers, they were like, a mile away and it's like they're gonna be here in 35 minutes, and I was like, what?
Yeah, no, it was insane.
So we're like walking all over trying to find like a good spot just to get picked up at. Took us so long to finally get an Uber, someone that like drove up and actually found us, and just absolute nightmare. And
was it, wait, am I misremembering?
What,
didn't we wait for like a shuttle?
No, we just walked around because remember we walked to the street.
I do.
And then we're like, that's when we realized that it was all, because we were like, how many, like, this is a lot of people for like the VidCon.
Why is it getting worse?
Yeah. And then we're like, oh, there's a concert. And so then we walked like back across the whole parking lot to the other side of like where the building was, where we got dropped off for the party. And then we kind of stood over there. But then it just took our Uber so long because it was just locked up traffic because of this concert. It just took him like 20 minutes to get to us. We're just standing out there. And then finally we got back and we went and retrieved our dog. And
he had his 15 minutes of fame.
He did. He got featured on the IG story. And then we got back to the room. We were like, wow, it would have been really cool if we just didn't go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, literally. The year before, I went without you because Mythical Kitchen wasn't going at the time and you weren't really a part of Smosh yet.
Yeah.
And so I went for work.
Yeah.
Which is so funny, actually. Wait, because I was doing PR and I actually had a slot with Anthony and Ian because this is when they announced that they bought back Smosh.
Yeah.
I have a photo with Anthony. That's so funny.
That's really
honestly, oh my God, I feel so bad because I did like a bunch of social content with them. Never actually posted it. I posted like one video, my fault. And then because I'd seen Anthony, Ian so many times before already. And like Anthony was like, he's back. I was like, can I take a photo with you? And I didn't take a photo with Ian.
That's so, oh my God. I'm going to tell Ian that tomorrow.
No, don't do that.
Like, Raven actually like intentionally didn't get a photo with you at 2023 VidCon. She was talking about
it. No, it's not even like that. I just wanted to like clout chase a little bit.
No, it's funny. I remember you doing that.
But yeah, I bring this up because that year, because you weren't there and I was just there for work, I went to bed early every single night.
Yeah.
Like 10 p.m. I had dinner on the company, went to sleep, left all my coworkers who were out drinking, and it was the best VidCon ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I agree. I mean, we didn't do anything. We didn't really go out any of the other nights or anything. We kind of just like had reasonable nights.
Yeah.
Again, because of Osito, but also just like we weren't going out. But who knows? I mean, we're not going to be taking the boys,
Dude,
napkin at VidCon. oh my God, it'd be over.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Everybody loved Osito.
He's a little freak.
Osito was like the star of the, everybody was just coming up to him and saying hi. And he's just a little sweetheart.
Yeah, he's a timid baby.
Yeah, Napkin though would be a psycho. Mm-hmm. It'd be so awesome.
Napkin is our new dog. He just turned one. He's one in a couple months and he's crazy.
Yeah, he's just a crazy little guy. He takes after his father.
Mm-hmm. No, really, he does.
But yeah, I mean, VidCon last year was fun. It was just a different, it wasn't, I didn't know what to expect, you know, because again, I'd never been, and then I was going as a creator. But it's, I kind of wish, like, because so many people going into it just told me, they were like, oh yeah, VidCon's gone downhill. Like, it's just like not the same. And so like going into it, I was like, well, I don't really know what to expect. And so like, I don't know, it was fun. I like had a good time. Like I enjoyed it. Like I don't know what it was like in the past, but I don't think it was terrible. Like I had a good time. I mean the spaces were cool. The hotel's great, and I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Is that controversial to say that I'm looking forward to it?
No, this year? I think that's totally reasonable. I think VidCon is kind of in like a rebuilding stage. Just like things change so much with TikTok, and then now it's like back to YouTube, and like you said, the pandemic kind of rocked their boat really hard, and I think they're rebuilding. Yeah. It definitely, these last 2 years that I've gone, it was a lot smaller, the floor was smaller, a lot less to do.
Yeah,
but yeah, like I said, I think they're rebuilding, and I think it'll be awesome because not only this year did they invite Smosh, but they invited Mythical Kitchen for like meet and greet stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks like, it just seems like they're doing more. So
yeah. Last year with Mythical Kitchen, we only did, we just did like a live show. Mm-hmm. And we didn't do a meet and greet, but yeah, now Mythical Kitchen's doing a meet and greet. Smosh has like a meet and greet and like two other activations.
Cool.
Mythical Kitchen is doing like a meet and greet and I think two other activations as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually doing a lot of stuff. Doing a lot of stuff this year.
Will there be a return of Mortimer, Johan?
Mortimer, Johan. He could be making a return.
He could be making a return?
He could be making a return. We'll have to look out for him. He's pretty easy to spot in a crowd. So yeah.
He's really tall. He kind of sticks out.
Yeah, I'll make sure if we see him to say hello. Say what's up.
Cool, yeah.
What are you most looking forward to at VidCon this year, do you think?
Meeting Mortimer, Johan.
Okay. All right.
What am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to being there without a dog.
Yeah.
Having Osito there was fun, awesome. Everyone loved him, but oh my God, that was so stressful.
It was very stressful. It was just another thing to think about all the time. And especially with like running around so much like we had to do. Like God bless Smosh. It is so many people to wrangle. Like it is like, oh, we've got to get 15 people to this location now. Like, where is everyone? And then we also have Osito and we're like trying to run around and do stuff.
He was such a champ. He's so good. Like he just followed us and went everywhere we were. And he was so great. Like, honestly, what an endeavor for a little 17-pound dog.
Yeah.
He was amazing, but I'm looking forward to being able to be there with you without him.
Yeah.
Because there were some things I had to miss out on because I was kind of taking care of him.
Yeah.
Places he couldn't go.
Yeah. A little extra freedom.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get super blitzed. Maybe we'll get super wasted at one of the parties because we don't have Osito.
Yeah. Maybe I'll hit up that guy who's chugging Malibu.
Yes.
See if he's going this year.
Where's he at now? Where do you think? What do you think he's up to?
Yeah. Who freaking knows?
I'm looking forward to, God, I don't know. I'm looking forward to, I feel like a lot of it, so the meta party, I think it's supposed to be a Disney potentially.
Oh, that's fun.
Is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. What word on the street is. I don't know, the meta party, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it could be potentially going to Disney this year for a little event, little party, which would be fun.
That would be awesome.
That would be really cool because, I don't know, getting into Disney for free, frick yeah.
When is the X party?
Hopefully nowhere and never. I don't want to go to any X party.
Dude, what if Elon Musk pulled up to VidCon?
Dude, Elon Musk pulls up and he's like, we're having the Tesla X party at the SpaceX headquarters. I don't know. No, that would be my nightmare. Maybe if Elon Musk shows up, though, I can practice my new boxing skills on him.
Whoa.
You just beat the shit out of him.
A little early preview for the fans.
Beat the crap out of him.
For the creator clash enjoyers.
No, it'll be fun.
Cool.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. If you're there, say hi.
Yeah.
There'll be meeting and greeting.
Mm-hmm.
Meet and greets, that was probably one of the craziest things about last year was how many people were there at the Smosh meet and greet. That was like, God bless everyone that came out. Like,
yeah,
it was insane how our meet and greet was, by the time every other person's was done around us, we still had a crazy long line. And it was just like,
okay, flex.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's like they were honestly, everyone in line were troopers. And it's also tough because, you know, there's 15 of us, but like, and we're like, the staff was like trying to move people through. They're like, all right, get up, get your picture, get out, like, no time for chatting. And yeah, it was a lot of people. So looking forward to getting to meet a bunch of people again.
Yay.
It'll be fun.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if you'll get swarmed this year.
I'm going to get swarmed.
Is this the year you get swarmed? Because back in 2014, people used to pretend to get swarmed to get escorted.
Wow.
They used to plan that. But I guess they kind of have precautions to make sure it doesn't happen now that they've separated the creators and stuff. But back then, it's like you needed to be escorted everywhere.
That's so funny. I'm going to just bring a bullhorn and be like, swarm me, swarm me. I'm Trevor. Swarm me.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Goodness. Well,
did you meet anyone cool at VidCon last year?
Did I meet anyone cool at VidCon? Yeah. I'm sure I did.
Anyone you watched or were kind of like, hey?
God, who? I remember seeing a lot of people. I think I saw a lot of people, but like, as far as like meeting people, I don't actually remember if there was anyone that I met, which was like, oh my God, I get to meet this person. Yeah. I think it was more of like an I spy where I'm like, oh, no way. There's that person.
Yeah.
Because also, like, I don't know. If people are walking around like the lobby of, you know, the hotel that all the creators are staying at, like, I don't want to just go up and be like,
oh, yeah,
like, sure. That's not like.
True. There were so many like streamers last year or the year before, both, which was really weird for me because going to VidCon as a YouTube lover and then I had a career in streaming and then going to VidCon again and seeing that there's a bunch of streamers there was really weird.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I got a really good photo with Carl Jacobs.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. It was fun though. Like you see some people around, you know, like the Try Guys. Like there was that one little like little garden like patio area that we were sitting at, and then like Keith and Zach were there, and we talked to them for a bit. Like just kind of walking around and bump into people.
Yeah.
They're super nice, but yeah, I'm curious who else is gonna be there this year. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to see some people.
The HGTV, the twin brothers, who renovate homes.
Property Brothers. Yes.
They were at VidCon 2015.
Wow.
Or at least the one that wears suits.
That's crazy.
Not the one who gets his hands dirty, but I met the one who wears suits. That was pretty cool. That might have been the most nervous I ever was talking to a person.
That's so funny.
He was talking to, because this was Vine. There's, God, I'm so bad with names, but her whole brand is like, she has a really squeaky voice, like a naturally squeaky voice.
Mm-hmm.
And she's blonde. And she like went viral and like built a fan base off of like her very unique voice.
Yeah.
And he was talking to her.
Yeah.
And I just like kind of stood there. I saw them. I was like leaving the convention. And then I saw them just kind of like standing on the floor and they were talking to each other. And I just like kind of stopped and I was like, okay, I just need to wait. That's until they're done talking. And then eventually I was like, hey. And I have a photo with him.
And you met the property, one of the Property Brothers.
Oh my God. And then... The Vine, rest in peace, one of them passed away. Two twin brothers, blonde, they do the vape trick. One of them's name is Adam.
Oh, yeah. No, I know who you're talking
about.
One
of them has the video where he goes into the bathroom. He's like, hi, welcome to Chili's.
Yeah. And then the other one where he goes, Adam.
Yes. Yes. Met both of them. I have a photo with them, too.
That's a big meet. Oh, my
God. That was awesome back then.
Rest in peace. That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. That's a podcast episode we should do. People who passed away too young. I could.
That's so sad.
I know, but it's like, I don't know. That just hit me really hard.
Who are your top five people that passed away too young?
Dude, we can like talk about Christina Grimmie and stuff.
My God. Yeah. Do you want us to cry for 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Stuff like that. Stuff like that. Just like, I don't know what about it. Yeah. I can't, like, once I start thinking about it, I can't stop.
Oh my God.
Okay. It just makes me really sad.
Okay. Well, probably a great time to wrap this up then.
Okay.
Are you going to be sad for the rest of the...
No, that's okay. Yeah. Well, just thanks for watching.
Oh my goodness. No. Yeah. Let us know if you want to have a really sad episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could do it. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be sad.
Can we do a quick shout out for the members?
Yeah. Yeah,
we have... Guess how many?
20.
Okay.
Yeah, I looked. I looked because I was getting ready for the member shout out too.
Were you really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to do this or do you want me to do it?
Do you have them all pulled up?
I just pulled it up.
Okay. I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me run down.
Just run down them because 20, you can do that.
20 is incredible. Yeah. No. And seriously, thank you to all the members. This is like so sweet. Banana Foe. Rebecca O'Brien, Alex, Arky Starkey, the Alley Cat Cases, Ethan Searles, sorry if I'm getting any of these names wrong, Allison B, Mia, Untitled Sync, Courtney, Ash, Allie Hellcat Forever, Spider 2432, Heath, Josh Cheney, Miranda McGuire, Jay Anonymous, Ginger Ninja, Embla, Kevin St. Gelais, and Ine Castro. Thank you so much.
Sorry I hiccuped during that. Whoa.
What the heck? Dude?
I don't know.
Hiccup.
It was a blessing.
Yeah. Seriously though, thank you to all the members. Genuinely, support means so much. And thank you to everyone just for listening and hanging out. All the comments have been super nice.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate all the kind things
mm-hmm.
You've been saying. This has been very fun. This has been very fun to do. And yeah. So we're glad that, you know, people are enjoying it.
I saw a really funny comment from like yesterday or something.
Okay.
From when I was talking about when we first met.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Is Raven autistic?"
Yeah.
He said, because she's like kind of being mean.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if she's just being honest. And to that I say, who knows?
Undecided.
not untested. Diagnosed.
Untested.
Oh my God.
That is really funny. Is Raven autistic?
Yeah. Maybe that's a video idea.
Yeah.
Raven
should
gets
we,
tested.
We should both take a test.
That would be so funny.
Because then we're both gonna be like, the answer is yes, and we're gonna be like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you everyone for watching. Shout out to the members again. And yeah, let us know some names for our new friends here. And also let us know, give your best wishes to Horace. He's out there now. He's free.
Mm-hmm.
And send him your well wishes. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
See you at VidCon maybe.
See you at VidCon maybe.